Hello, everyone, and welcome in to the University College Podcast, Episode 10. I'm your host, Brandon Apter, the social media and marketing specialist at University College. We appreciate you tuning in. Make sure that you're following University College on all of the social media outlets that you can to follow along with our latest happenings and ongoings around campus. You can find us on Facebook. Just type in University College at Kennesaw State University. On Twitter and Instagram, we are at UC at KSU. So that's the at sign, the letters UCATKSU. So just one announcement before we get into our guest for episode 10. University College's Department of First Year and Transition Studies is holding another one of their workshops. This time around, it is for FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It's being held on Monday, March 25th at 1:25 until 2:15 in University College Room 125. Representatives from KSU's financial aid office will be able to answer the toughest questions and provide one-on-one assistance to students. And additionally, pizza will be provided to all students that successfully complete the workshop. So if you have any questions about that or want to RSVP, please email fyts@kennesaw.edu. All right, our guest for episode 10, we go back into peer leadership and the Thrive program as we're joined by junior Larry Layfield. Thanks again for tuning in and enjoy. All right, everybody, welcome back into episode 10 of the University College Podcast. And I'm now joined by our guest, Larry Layfield, our junior biology education major. Larry, thank you for taking some time to chat with us.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm sitting here in front of this piece of paper. We just went over your junior biology education major. You're an RA. You're a peer leader. You've worked with the Thrive program, which is under University College. So you have a lot going on. So we're excited to learn more about you. Why don't we start out where you're from and kind of tell us about your journey that led you to Kennesaw State?
Yeah. So I am originally from Lawrenceville, Georgia, where I grew up, and I went to Gwinnett County Public Schools. I found out through Kennesaw through just, you know, normal mailings and advertising, and my best friend came here. So that was an extra push for me to come. But in my junior year, I did some tours. I've come about 5 times and I visited, and I just fell in love with the campus and the people here.
Yeah, was there anything specific, I guess, when you stepped on campus that you were just like, okay, yeah, I wanna go here?
Yeah, you know, everyone asked me that, and I don't ever have a specific answer. I'm always just like, I felt it in my heart that this is where I was supposed to be.
Yeah, definitely. I know how you feel with that. The place I went to college up in central Pennsylvania was the last place I visited, but it was the first place where I was just like, this is the place to be.
Yes.
Was Kennesaw the only school that you visited?
No, I visited other schools like University of North Georgia, Georgia State, Clemson University. That's about it, yeah.
Yeah, and so what stuck out above everything else was just kind of how you felt when you stepped on campus.
Yeah, I feel like my tour guide, Austin, he really sold Kennesaw to me. He didn't just give me the information that we needed to hear about the school, but he really showed me, like, from his student perspective, what it was to be a student here at Kennesaw, and I enjoyed that.
Awesome. So we listed off all of the stuff that you've done, RA, peer leadership. You're involved in a lot of student leadership to begin with. Were there times prior to when you started at Kennesaw or even before that when you know you wanted to work and kind of help students with their transition into college?
Yeah, so I always tutored my classmates throughout school. But really in high school, I started this program called Tigers of Distinction, where I was able to join with another county initiative called the Gwinnett Student Leadership Team. And we basically were able to tutor the football team. We went into different high schools and middle schools of the cluster just to kind of help them out. We were a little separate than the peer leaders because they did the same thing. Mm-hmm. But we worked a lot with finding our true passion in leadership and working with other students within our classmates in our school. And I feel like that's when I really started to like mentoring and working with other students.
Right. And now you're a peer leader. You've worked in the Thrive program, which deals with a lot of students starting in high school. The relationship starts in high school and goes all the way through your time at Kennesaw. So the transition from high school to college is not easy for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's easier for others. So having the ability to help first-year students is obviously a unique experience. So kind of go through that with us.
and why it's so important to have people like you, a peer leader, to help them along the way in the transition from high school to college.
Yeah, I would just say for me, coming into college, a lot of it was just trying to understand the terminology. So what's the difference between the admissions, the bursars, the registrar, and the financial aid? So I really enjoyed having someone that could help me get through all that jargon. But also, it was more of a fear factor. Like, I was almost afraid to talk to my professors and other faculty of this school. So it was nice to have that student that was in my classroom with me. I can ask, you know, those kind of questions to be able to learn more about what it is to be in college. Because, you know, my parents went to college so many years ago, and the things have changed now. And so just learning how to do it by yourself, you can do it. You're more than capable, but it's easier to have someone to help you along the way.
So when it comes to peer leadership, what kind of was the process of becoming a peer leader and everything?
Yeah, so I worked at the Thrive program, and we had a Thrive in Action, and I worked with Karen Bettler. She's the program manager. Mm-hmm. And just trying to gain leadership. We have an application and interview process that's actually going on right now. And then we'll have an interview day where you come out. We kind of see how you work as a leader and with others. And then from there, we choose you as a candidate to be a peer leader.
And how do you think being a peer leader helps you not only in college, but beyond?
Since I want to be a teacher after graduation, I think it's really helping me how to mentor students and work with different groups of students. So I've had two cohorts of students, if you will, mm-hmm. by now. And it's really shown me just how different students are even coming in as freshmen. And so I will deal with that as a biology teacher, because in a lot of counties, they take biology in their freshman year. So just helping them with their transitions from middle school to high school, or in this case, high school to college, has really been beneficial.
Right. You mentioned the Thrive program. You worked with them last semester, fall 2018. Can you tell us how exactly Thrive has helped you? You know, they're a part of University College. We had somebody else who was a Thrive peer leader,
yeah.
General manager of Al Radio as well. So mm-hmm. it's a program that really helps coach students from their first day on campus through their last day on campus.
Yeah, I would even say that they helped coach us before our first day of campus, because we came in the summer, or even before that, I learned we had pre-registration workshops where I was just able to learn, you know, how to register for classes, what should I take, those kind of things to line me up with my major. But Thrive honestly has given me this support network on campus that really helps me understand the ropes of what it means to go through college, not only academically, but socially. So how to get involved on campus, those kind of things. So I feel like that's how they really help, is they're that second opinion that a lot of people hear. That kind of looks out for your best interest, but not only like, hey, we want you to get out in 4 years.
Yeah, and I think it's helpful, too. They have those booming personalities as well. Kyra and Shay mm-hmm. over there, they really kind of instill the confidence inside of you. Like, even if you're having a rough couple days and you don't feel like you believe in yourself.
Yeah. I would also say I enjoy being able to go in there in any mood that I am. I can go and vent. I can go and smile. You know, any of those emotions that I'm having, they definitely can help complement those.
Yeah, so in addition to your peer leadership, whether it be helping other students with the transition from high school to college or helping through Thrive, you're also an RA. Tell us about the process of how you became an RA, what you enjoy about that, some challenging aspects of it as well.
Yeah, so becoming a RA is very, very competitive on our campus, because there's only about 130 slots between both campuses, and like we had almost 400 people apply. And so the process that I used was mainly going to my RA's events, kind of getting to know my RA and learning more about the position. And then we had an application process. And then along with that, after the application process, we went through an interview process. And then that's how we were notified whether or not we got the position.
So when it comes to being an RA, obviously it goes back to what you said. When you talk about peer leadership, you deal with a lot of different kinds of students, whether it be diverse or just different attitudes of students.
Yeah.
What kind of experiences or what kind of valuable experiences have you gained so far from being an RA, and how it's going to help you?
Yeah, I've almost learned how to work through anyone else's emotions, because I'm not very much a emotional person, but just even from move-in day, I get to see people smiling. I get to see, you know, some sad. So it's just really helped me be able to work in diverse environments, regardless of what the situation is. And I really enjoy working with the freshman students because you can kind of see the light bulb shine in their head when they, you know, they ask that question and they see it work, or, you know, they ask you a question about their class and you're able to help them understand. So I really enjoyed being able to help them not only through their transition into college, but even learning how to live with other people. Because coming to college, sometimes this is their first time living with other people and having to share, or, you know, just in general, living with strangers is scary enough for them. So being able to kind of take that burden off of them and, you know, give them that peace of mind kind of helps.
Now, as a junior in college, you know, I'm thinking about me, you know, I'm in marching band, I'm doing all that stuff, none of the leadership aspect of stuff. So what are some of the challenges, I guess, for people listening, you know, have aspirations of being a student leader and kind of going on and becoming a leader in the corporate world or whatever? What sort of challenges have you faced, and what would you advise other people about how to overcome them?
Yeah, I would say time management is really, really hard. I've had to learn how to manage my time when there seemed like there was no time in the day. But having a planner and having a planned step. So if you know you want to do something, do your research, kind of understand what it takes to do that and be able to apply for it when it's time to apply is really key when you're trying to do these leadership positions. But also just the time management, I've had to learn to literally write everything in my planner, like, okay, you're going to eat lunch, you're going to, you know, take a nap, or those kind of things, just so that way I have my day planned out, because it helps relieve the stress of me, because being involved on campus does take a lot of time, but it pays off in the end.
So going back to you specifically, away from the peer leadership stuff for a little, you mentioned you're a biology education major. What kind of spurned your interest in that? I guess it dates like way before college began.
Yeah, definitely. I came in knowing what I wanted to do, which is not like most college students.
Not a lot of people do that.
Yeah, and I thought I wasn't even going to change my major. But my high school biology teacher really inspired me to become a biology teacher, because I had come from my original high school where I wasn't doing very well. And, you know, I didn't know how to study. I was taking all these hard classes. But she really showed me how to be confident and how to study, and truly instilled those things in me. And I wish to instill those into students in the future.
And I guess you're somebody that has lived in the state of Georgia for your entire life. Beyond college, becoming a biology teacher, is there ever a thought to kind of get outside the state?
Yeah, I actually went and visited my godmom in the summer of 2016 in Texas, and I just loved it. And ever since then, I've like, I want to live in Texas. And every time I go, the one thing I always say is Dallas is really flat.
Yeah.
And Georgia is really, really hilly, and I'm lazy. I hate walking around. So, you know, having something flat really, I think,
Be helpful. Yes. Helps you get your steps in a much easier fashion.
Yes, definitely. And although the downside to that is their heat is much higher than ours. So.
Well, not at this time of year.
No.
I'm sure it's probably a heat wave there compared to what it is here right now. But
Definitely.
Well, before I let you go, just to go back to the peer leadership angle for one thing, if somebody is interested, a student that just got on campus in becoming a peer leader, whether it's Thrive or general peer leader, how can they get some more information of that?
Yeah, I would definitely say you can come talk to us in our office. We're in the Student Center, the Department of Student Leadership and Service, Suite 267. Just ask anyone at the desk, whether it be Amy or any of the program managers would have more information for you about how to sign up. And if you had a peer leader in your class, in your freshman seminar class, I would ask them too, because they definitely have more information for you.
All right. Awesome. Well, Larry, thanks for taking some time to speak with us here on the podcast, and we wish you the best of luck down the road.
All right. Thank you.